Now, first up this week, to the subject of spinal cord injuries, and also brainstem and brain injuries in general, strokes, for example. They're pretty devastating because the brain has a limited ability to repair itself. But one of the major reasons that an injury to the spinal cord is so devastating is because when you do the injury, it's not just the lesion itself, the physical damage to the spinal cord, that causes a lot of the disability and deficit that follows. In fact, what happens is that a lot of inflammation ensues and more damage is done because things swell up and because there is already a damage which damages other onward bits of the nervous system. So researchers have been looking at a way to try and restore or prevent this secondary damage. And a group of researchers at the University of Rochester, led by Macon Nedergaard, what they've got is a paper in the journal PNAS this week showing that a food colouring that's used to dye food blue, in fact this colouring is called Brilliant Blue G, and it's a relative of another food dye which is called FD&C Blue Dye Number 1. Who would have believed it? But what you can do with this stuff is to significantly reduce the amount of this secondary damage that happens when there is damage to the nervous system. What this group of researchers have found in recent years is that the reason you get this secondary damage is that when part of the central nervous system is injured, you get a release of a family of chemicals called purines, including one called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is actually a big energy molecule. Cells use it to get energy. But when it comes out of cells, it locks onto a chemical docking station on the surface of other cells in the nervous system. And those chemical docking stations are called P2X7 receptors. And when these purines lock on, what they do is to open up a very big pore, like a channel, which is on the surface of the cell. And this lets lots of calcium go into cells, and it makes the cells get very, very excited. And they go into a cycle, a sort of vicious cycle, if you like, which is called excitotoxicity. And this ultimately kills the cell. So what this group of researchers did was to look at the structure of these particular receptors and said, well, if we can block them and stop this happening, we should stop the damage to the cells. And they found that these blue food dyes, which are already approved for use in various industries, including putting them into food so we can put them in our bodies, they actually block these receptors very effectively. So they did some experiments on rats that had spinal cord injuries, and they were able to reduce the amount of damage the animals got after the injury. They were able to speed up the rate at which the animals got back some of their function following a spinal injury. And when they did studies on the actual tissue that had been injured by the injury, they found that the actual zone of damage was much, much smaller, consistent with this actually working and blocking this secondary damage.
If these dyes are actually having quite a strong drug effect on your body, on the nerve cells, do you actually want to be eating them?
Well, the difference is that normally these food dyes would be present in low concentrations and they would also be taken in through the diet. So therefore, the amount that would actually penetrate the tissue would be very low. In these animals, they gave them the drug via an intravenous route at a much higher dose. You can also do it orally, but you need a very big dose. And then it does get all around your body. In fact, this blue dye, when they studied the nervous system, they found that lots of areas, including the eye, went blue because it was penetrating all the tissue. But there is obviously that risk of a side effect, but then it shouldn't be too severe compared with what you've got to gain.
So it sounds like that could be a new way of researching this in the future and helping people with those terrible conditions.